Now, chapter 10, verse 1, we come to a very interesting chapter again. And this is still in the section, actually, where God says that judgment is coming upon them. But I think you find out something a little different in this particular section here. God makes it clear, as he said back in the 8th chapter, I love them no more. But that was during this particular period. That was not permanent at all. And now as we come to chapter 10, we find another thing they were doing that brought down judgment upon them. Now, this first verse here has been greatly misunderstood. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made handsome images. Now, what he's saying here is not that Israel was a vine not producing fruit. They were very prosperous at this time, you see. God was still being good to them, warning them, though, of a coming judgment upon them. And he says here, Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit. Now, what does it mean? Well, he's a vine that empties itself of its fruit. It is just pouring out fruit upon the people. And it's been suggested that Israel is a very fruitful vine. Now, this reminds you of something. Later on, the Lord Jesus said to his own, and they were Jewish disciples and apostles in the upper room, he said to them, I am the genuine vine. In other words, up to this point, you have felt like your identification with the nation gave you access to God and a relationship to him. That's no longer true. From here on, I'm going to do something different. I'm calling out a people to my name. I'll be the head, and this church that I'm forming will be the body, and I am the vine, and you're going to be the branches, and the branches will bring forth fruit. And that's the purpose of using this figure that he used here. Therefore, what God is saying to them here, I'm going to judge you for the fact that I have made you prosperous. You've not given me any credit for it at all. It just means that you have grown in your urban areas. You're putting up apartments there and condominiums, and people are moving in. And as a result, well, you think everything is all right. Well, I'm going to judge you with a tremendous lowering of the population. There'll be no population explosion among you. And not only that, as you increase in number, why, you've made more images. In other words, you've increased in your sin. That is the thing that he's saying here. Now, I believe that God blinded us as a nation with prosperity and with power at the end of World War II. While other nations suffered, why, we were the big nation. We became the big brother to the world. We were to be the example. And what an example we have been. We have been good at sending bombs, but we have not sent what we should have sent, Bibles. I get so tired of these protesters today decrying the fact that we bomb these people. May I say to you, I've never heard one of them say anything about what we should have sent to them. It's the Bible that made this a great nation, and we are getting away from it, ignorant of it today. And God's going to judge us. I mean, that's not a pessimistic conclusion. That's a logical, rational conclusion, judging from the past. And there's many a great nation in rubble and ruin and in the dust of the earth. And that is the judgment of God upon them.